Tell me about bingo.
I was thinking for Gen Con, we should make bingo cards. You know, things like play a game with strangers or get lost in the hall looking for Mike.
Sneak the misplay into one of the games that we play.
There you go. That'd be a great one. That should just be the entire bingo card.
Get someone else to say misplay.
Oh, you're onto something there.
I'm Hunter Pence, and you're listening to the Misplay Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Misplay, where we don't look at our recording calendar. My name is Mark.
My name is Jason. In fairness, we did have it scheduled, the recording session. It was there. Like, we planned it out. We sat and we made plans, and I think we should, like, highlight that.
Should we also highlight that we have changed every recording date since we made that plan?
I don't know. It depends how you want to view it. I text Mark at some point a few days ago and said, hey, we were supposed to record a week ago. It's in the calendar. It doesn't pop up on anything. I got to figure out how to
make notifications.
Where are we?
We're going to Gen Con.
We are going to Gen Con.
It's been a long time coming. I think we've been talking about it for about 5 years.
We bought tickets for 2020.
And that didn't go so well.
That didn't happen. We were planning to go then. And like then, we were going to be going with Mike C, and we're going with Mike C, friend of the show, patron, and our guide.
On our first Gen Con experience.
What is Gen Con, Mark? Wrong answers only first.
General Managers Convention.
Oh, that would be good. I would go to that still, I think. I think that would be helpful. Help me with my scheduling.
How to be a boss.
How to get notifications.
Your turn. Wrong answers only.
I got like Gen Z, but Gen Con. It's the generation of people who grew up conning people online, like catfishing them all the time. What is Gen Con actually, Mark?
Gen Con is the place to go if you're into board games.
Essence Spiel is calling you. Isn't that the biggest one?
It's the place to go for board games in the United States.
There you go. I'll add that it's in Indianapolis, so it's the largest board gaming convention in North America. It's in Indianapolis over 4 days.
It's a lot of gaming. It's a lot more than just go play board games.
I don't know. Never been.
Read the website.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We're going to talk a little bit about what it is we're going to be doing later in the episode. Mark, what are your goals for going? If you had to outline a few goals for Gen Con, for yourself.
I think number one is just go have a good time. Going to Gen Con has been on my bucket list interests for a long time. And I'm thrilled to be going for the first time this year. First and foremost, I just want to have a good time while we're there.
I'll do my best.
I'm confident I can have fun in spite of you.
I don't believe that's true. If I'm miserable the whole time, I'll test that.
Goal two, listen to stories of some game designers. We think about the show in terms of the story we're trying to tell. And there have been times when I've felt lost in like what the story we're trying to tell is. So I want to go and hear stories from people who are more well-practiced. Maybe it's not their first game that they're building or showing, but I want to hear the story of what these origin stories for games from small developers sound like to hopefully inform what we do here.
I like it.
If I have my like stretch goal, I'd like to meet the game designers of Triangle Agency. It's the tabletop role-playing game I've been playing with my friends online for a few months. The game is wonderful, and I know the designers are going to be at Gen Con, so I'd like to go meet them.
This hurts a little bit. I've never been invited to play. What is this game?
It's like Men in Black, but serious.
I have no idea. Yeah, never played it. Sounds great. Love the movie.
I'll get out my flash pen and we can just skip this part of the conversation.
Oh, I see what we did there.
What about your goals?
My first one is, I've always said, it always comes up, I'm a very visual learner. And I can say I'm going to Gen Con. I know that, you know, it's a board game convention, but I really want to understand what that looks like visually. I was always somebody as a marketing major in college that just loved logistics. I would have loved to have just gone to a warehouse and watched things move around. So for me, the first thing is just kind of like taking it all in and just having this, like, when I say Gen Con in the future, I want to have this visual picture of what it looks like. Some other goals, of course, the play games, right? I want to play two handfuls of new games, and I want to find my new jam. What happens every year, especially with Mike C, is that he goes to Gen Con. He's been going to Gen Con for a while, and he'll come back with recommendations. And there's always like one game that he brings back that is like, oh, that's my new favorite, and I play it for the year. And then so do you. Kingsburg. We played Kingsburg for a long time. That was a game Mike brought back from Gen Con. We played Saga of the Northmen. Every year, there's always that one game. So I want to find mine. I want to do it. I want to have my own experience finding the game. Then my last goal, I think, is to find ways to talk about the Misplay with people, but organically. And that's the challenge, right? I don't want to sit down at an event and be like, hi, my name is Jason. I have a podcast. It's called The Misplay. Y'all should listen. But I want to find ways to get The Misplay out there a little bit. If there's a way for me to do that, that's a goal.
Bring your coasters.
I forgot about that. I'm bringing coasters. That is a great idea. I don't know if that's organic though. We're sitting down at an event and people have, I just like sliding the Misplay coaster underneath them.
No, the like really sly people who have their water bottles on the table would be like, oh, you need a coaster.
You could do that. I don't think that's a good idea.
Or at the after parties at the non-convention center parts of the events, because like bars and restaurants and other places have Gen Con related things that happen around them.
I have another 100 of them. Before we go on and talk more about what we're going to be doing at Gen Con, this week's episode is brought to you by Board Game Casual. Board Game Casual is a YouTube channel welcoming people into the board gaming hobby with video reviews, recommendations, unboxings, tips for accessorizing on a budget, and more. You can find Board Game Casual on YouTube by searching Board Game Casual or at Board Game Casual channel. This month, they're celebrating their one-year anniversary. Congratulations to them. Mark, we still have 5 or 6 months before we reach that milestone. Of course, they put in a bit more work than us over at Board Game Casual with more than 50 videos and shorts. I love their video this week where they reviewed their top 5 shows. Check out all of their content at YouTube at Board Game Casual channel or by searching Board Game Casual.
Jason, this feels a little bit like the story of the last couple of months for us. I feel underprepared for Gen Con.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's kind of been, like you said, it's since the school year ended, I haven't felt caught up. Usually when the school year ends, that's like, okay, now I have all this time and, you know, I can catch up on all the things I wanted to do. And I haven't been able to do that. Specifically with Gen Con, there's a number of things that I wish I had done. So I started to like jot them down in my phone the other day. Provided I had infinite time, there were like a number of things I wish I had done. The first one is I really wish we had done a second run of the Misplay t-shirts. We have old ones that we did that we made previously that have the old version of the logo. It's very similar. It's not like radically different. I wish we had some t-shirts for walking around.
Could wear the old ones.
Could.
He doesn't like the.
No, I don't like it. I don't. You know, I'm a brand snob. I don't want to like can't wear the old ones.
All I have are extra larges anyway.
There's a world where like we could make them in a week, but Mark's saying no.
Sounds like a lot of work.
You know what also sounds like a lot of work? Something we haven't done yet? Business cards. You know, because there's going to be like people we meet where it's going to be like, oh, you know, I can, from the Misplay, this is my podcast. Check it out. Take this card.
How much do you view this first trip to Gen Con as networking and business opportunity versus like market research as a business person?
I have always viewed this trip as 90% personal. Just like you said earlier, go and have fun, see it. And 10%, we'll do some Misplay things. I haven't approached this as really the business thing. I will next year. That's my plan. But this year, I haven't. But I still would have liked to have had t-shirts and I still would have liked to have business cards within that 10%.
I mean, I guess if we're doing like the Gen Con wish list.
Right.
Fair.
Another thing I wish that I had done is spent more time looking at the Gen Con website, their Instagram, other places where you find out about events and things happening outside of the hall, just to know more. I know like that's part of the learning. We're going to get there and be like, oh, there's this thing here. I, you know, somebody told me I heard this thing, but I wish I was like just more familiar. There's a map of the hall. The hall is massive. There's a map of the hall you can look at. I just found out today there's a map of the hall you can look at. Where's your person going to be? You really wanted to meet the person from the game that you don't invite me to play. What's it called?
Triangle Agency.
Right. Where are they? Do you know?
Nope.
What were some things that you wish you had done?
I wish I had looked at the different variety of events a little bit more closely. You know, we're going as a group, we're playing games, we're there to have our good time. You want to find your game to play for the year. I like the study of the creative process a lot, and there's a lot of opportunity. It seems like there's a lot of opportunity in the little bit of extra stuff that I've gotten a chance to look at, where they have like panels and they have a trade show, which would be really cool as teachers that I didn't know about.
That's the Wednesday, right?
Yeah, the Wednesday before trade day, they have symposiums and workshops and professional development for different professionals.
We could have got paid to go there.
No, you have to pay to go.
Prop G hours?
Business expense? Oh, dear SFUSD. So I wish I had explored a little bit more of the options beyond go find cool games to play. Maybe next year. Definitely next year. I didn't plan this trip well. Let's just leave it at that.
You coming in on an overnight bus?
It's going to be fun, I think.
So yeah, I mean, you have a place for Mark to stay on Sunday. He'd like to hear from you.
At me at Gato Sujo on Instagram.
Let's talk about what our schedule is. So we do have a little bit of a plan. Again, thanks to Mike C. Mike C, who also is letting us stay with him in his hotel. Like, we have done
very little.
We're just showing up. We're going to have to buy him some games or something. Lose to him in Magic.
Buy the box.
Yeah. I get in Wednesday night and you get in Thursday morning. So Thursday is our first full day there. The plan is, so at 10 a.m., explore the floor. Start walking around. I know from listening to some other podcasts leading up to this, did do a little bit of research. So listening to some other podcast, one of the ones I listened to was called One Stop Co-op Shop. And they talked about how on Thursday morning, people are kind of rushing in to buy games, that there's, you know, a set number of games that, you know, you're only going to be able to get immediately right away. And maybe they're limited quantity or only available there at Gen Con from the developers. People kind of pack in early. I heard Lorcana last year was crazy. People were lined up just to get like a promo card. It was worth something. We're not planning any of that. We'll be exploring the floor for the first couple of hours. And then we have our first event at 1 o'clock. So Mike had recommended that we go to some of these events. Mark, what is an event at Gen Con? How would you define it?
My initial guess was you show up and give them your entry ticket and you get to play the game.
I assume that's what it is. Some of them are going to be more interactive with the developers and some of them are just going to be interactive with other people that have signed up to play the games, I imagine. So we're going to Artemis Odyssey.
Humans on Earth have found some alien relics that they're able to harvest, and they're going to go and use that technology to go explore the solar system.
So this is like the Men in Black game that you're playing with your other friends and not me.
Sure.
That's our first event.
And then later, after that, like you said, there's opportunity to possibly like meet designers or play games with designers. We're signed up for playing Dawn of Ulos, and that's with the designer of the game.
I know we're doing a couple of events each day. I wonder how common that is. I wonder if most people do events or if there's other things people do instead. We have a couple of generic event tickets, so we can go to like an event we haven't signed up for. There's space, I assume.
I listened to a podcast called Going Analog, and they talked about basically their whole experience is going. They do their events, and their events are just they play games. I think that's a reasonable path. I think there's also like other social opportunity because there are other types of events that aren't just about games. There's some charity-based events. There's like a blood drive. There's more. It's like Gen Con City.
Yeah.
Like go explore the city. Choose your own MMO.
And that's what we're going to do after the first day. We don't have anything like planned out or scheduled. I know Mike has some places where he likes to eat. So he's been going consistently. So there's like some things he wants to do for sure. But for the rest of Thursday evening, we'll see where the wind takes us.
And depends on like how long the games play, right? I came across a thing that was like Gen Con has events running 24 hours a day from start to finish. I don't know if there are intermissions or where things shut down, but the theory that you could just be doing a gajillion things. I think we have a nice spread of do things and give ourselves time to rest, eat, and sleep.
From what I took in from listening to a couple of podcasts, like I said, One Stop Co-op Shop and Board Gamers Anonymous, is that Indianapolis, just like everything around the convention, just becomes, there's only a few board gaming stores, but everything's a board gaming store for that week. No matter where you go, there is something dedicated to Gen Coners. You know, every hotel, every business or cafe is selling something or has an event or...
Yeah, it's a really big deal. Like, it's got to be a large, like, financial gain for the places that are in the footprint of Gen Con.
Thursday night, we did agree to lose a couple of games of Magic the Mike, just to kind of, you know, show our appreciation. So we'll do that. Friday, you excited for Friday morning?
You mean the sleeping in part?
No, the 6:30 Orc Stomp 5K.
So, funny story, while we were working on the show doc for this,
yeah,
I was copy-pasting and Googling the names of the games. Orc Stomp 5K. Game. That sounds like a fun game. No hits. And then, like, the hit that mattered was, like, events sold out. Get ready to do your 5K run at 6:30 in the morning. And my head tilted sideways, and I was like, what have I signed myself up for? I'm not sure I'm going to be awake at 6:30.
We're doing a 5K.
You're doing a 5K.
Mike's doing a 5K, too.
You are both doing a 5K.
I got kids. I'm up at 6:30 every day. Anyway, my mental alarm is just going to go off and wake me up anyway.
Does it start at 6:30, or is that when you have to wake up?
Gosh,
the schedule says 6:30.
I don't know.
You're going to be running at 6:30, which means you're going to be up at 5.
Things I wish I had done if I had more time.
Sleep in on Friday.
After the 5K and what I'm sure is going to be a great breakfast somewhere, we are headed back to the convention. And at 11, we are signed up for the Game of Thrones event. Have you played the Game of Thrones game?
Mm-mm.
I played it once. I don't like, not enough to like understand it. I just like, you know, you move your things around. But I know it's a game Mike really likes.
I think it'd be cool to check out. I'm just not super familiar with the IP at all. I haven't read the books. I haven't watched the show. I live under a rock.
What? Really? I'm not shocked, but I'm shocked.
Do you want like the brutal hot take? I don't really enjoy high fantasy as a genre.
Okay. It's just like unavoidable.
I don't have HBO.
Okay. That'll do it. Just watch the first 7 seasons. Don't watch the last season.
Read the books. There's prequels now.
The books aren't done.
They're prequels now.
There's the other series.
I haven't seen that either.
I assume you have not.
And then 3 o'clock, we're going to play Acquire. Acquire is a game where you are trying to buy up majority shareholds in a bunch of businesses so you can have monopolies and score the most points.
No, it's just Monopoly. Love it.
No, it's a tile placing game.
But Monopoly.
No, I said Monopoly because you're trying to like condense all of the companies into your control, right? You have your one mega conglomerate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a Monopoly, right?
Yeah.
Not like the real estate game.
You've never even played Monopoly.
I have played Monopoly. Played, in quotes.
Things I wish I could do with real money, but I don't have it.
It's a sad story.
Got these wonderful mics.
Afternoon of Friday is kind of left to our own devices, it looks like.
I mean, I hope to hang out with you. I mean, do you got your own?
I mean, I guess we'll have to eat dinner, play some more Magic.
But it's pretty open. If this was a day to meet up with, there's going to be a few people that I know there. This would be probably the evening to do it.
And then Saturday is your last day there.
I'm disappointed. It's just the way flights work. Yeah, so Saturday is going to be our last day. I'm not going to be at the convention on Sunday just because finding flights was challenging and I have to leave in the morning to make it back. I'm actually pretty disappointed. If there's a world where I can move my flight still, I'm going to try, but we're not currently scheduled for anything on Sunday. But on Saturday, again, when it opens, explore the floor, walk around. And then at 1 p.m., we are going to the God's Forge event. Have you played God's Forge?
Nope. Everything is new to me.
Then at 4 o'clock, we're going to the Scythe event. So that is Stonemaier Games. Maybe I'll meet Jamie, talk about the misplay organically, slip him a coaster. And then I think there's a possibility we do Lords of Waterdeep that evening as well. That was one of my jam games for a year as well that Mike brought to me years ago.
Oh, be a little bit of a revisit for you then. I've never played it.
You've played it.
I don't think that's true.
I own it. You played it.
I don't believe that's true.
I've owned it. I own it. You've played it.
I still don't believe that's true. I remember Saga of the Northmen. That I really enjoyed.
You've played Lords of Waterdeep.
Show me the box. I'm ready to die on this hill.
And then Saturday evening, I'm sure Mike has a dinner spot lined up for us. And we should win some Magic games that night. I think we can start winning by Saturday night. I think that's fair.
Okay. 90% fun, you said.
Yes.
10% business.
Yes.
What should we be on the lookout for the 10% of the business time?
I think the number one for me is what are other podcasts and content creators doing there? You know, we have to look at the misplay with two lenses. There's the board game design that we're doing, But then there's also the podcast and the content creation that we're doing. I want to see what other people are doing at Gen Con when it comes to their content. Are they recording? Where are they recording? Are they doing interviews? You know, can you just walk up to somebody at an event booth with your microphone and be like, hi, I'm from the Misplay, right?
Can we please not be those people?
You know, Mike did that for us once though. Remember for Eternal? He was at Gen Con and he interviewed one of the developers right there.
I think it's a little bit different if you're talking to other marketing and like people. I guess I was thinking of not wanting to be that person in terms of like running up to other patrons and being like, hey, I could see like if in talking to a developer or another content creator, like if there's collaboration or like an exchange, like a professional exchange with other people right. in the sphere.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But bingo card, be on somebody else's random podcast or interview.
There you go. Now you're thinking.
I'm thinking about ways that we're going to be able to promote next year, because next year it's going to flip flop. It's going to be 90% business and 10% fun. For me, you can view it differently if you want. I also want to look at what are other super small indie gaming companies doing there. I want to find the smallest company, the smallest booth outside of the convention, and just like see what they're doing and how they're approaching it, because that's where we're going to be next year. We're not going to be renting out a 20 by 30 booth somewhere. Best case scenario, I know they have this like section, I read about it. There's like a section of the hall that's like leading to like the parking lot that they sell to like first time game developers with their smaller booths, less traffic. Looking at things like that so that if we're in a position next year, and I'm not saying we're going to be in a position next year where we're going to have anything to show, but if we are, what could we do? How much would it cost?
I think for me, in addition to thinking about what kind of strategy or things we could be doing to promote ourselves, I think next year for me would be much more about finding ways to engage with other designers or other creators to really work on the craft of the board game design elements, the creative piece. There are times when I'm like sitting down and working on whether it's MMA Gauntlet or StarCrossed Realms or thinking about other games that we've talked about.
Nightmare Smashers.
It's on my mind. I actually have an idea for a board for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is totally side because you and I haven't talked about it, but and this is going to be a future episode, I hope. Peter's idea where we all come up with our own version of Nightmare Smashers and talk about it.
No, that's why I've been thinking about it, because I've been thinking about what the board would look like.
Okay.
But in doing a lot of the attempts and versions of game design that we have done so far, I've got to confess, I feel a little bit like an imposter.
Yeah, that's normal.
And so going in, really being able to sit down with other creators and talk about the craft would go a long way for me.
Yeah, there's nobody, like, I'm not going to up to anybody. Even if it comes up, you know, what is the Misplay? I'm not telling anybody I'm a game designer. Supermarket Game. Have you ever played Supermarket Game? Mark versus Jason? Like, these are my games. Content creator is the answer at the moment for me. Yeah, that's a good answer. I like that. I also want to be on the lookout for contacts. You know, if we get in a position where, you know, maybe we meet somebody who does design or art, or just, you know, talking to, I imagine there's manufacturers there. Not because I need to find a manufacturer right now, but just to like start that process. What does that look like? What does that sound like when you're talking to somebody? I think about it in terms of sales. I'm never going to sell anything to the first person I talk to. I'm going to pitch him and then I'm going to realize that wasn't a very good pitch. I should have said this or I should have asked this. And so you got to talk to people before you can like really ask the important questions. Just getting my brain working a little bit that way and starting to think about the logistics is something I'm interested in doing. Any last thoughts?
I mean, I know we don't talk about the E word very much, but I'm very much looking forward to going to Gen Con this year.
Excited.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. I sat there for a minute and I was like, easy? Is he saying easy? What is the E word? And then I realized excited. Yeah, definitely excited. I say excited now. I don't know if my voice is demonstrating it. That's always been my issue with the word, is that people are like, oh, that was really exciting. Didn't sound exciting.
Man, you've changed.
So what's next?
At Gen Con, because it's on our recording schedule.
Exactly.
We're going to record an episode at Gen Con.
Yeah, we haven't figured out how we're going to do that yet, whether we're going to sit somewhere for an hour and have a conversation and talk, interview somebody, maybe we meet somebody, or maybe we just, you know, hodgepodge it and put audio from a bunch of different things. This is us waiting in line at Lorcana for the promo card that we said we weren't going to wait for. This is letting Mike win at Magic.
This is the best of the Misplay.
We have a sweet mobile recording setup. I've got a couple of Shure mics and a Zoom H6. I've tested it. I've played with it. I think the audio is pretty good on it. It's not the same as being in the studio.
Such that it is.
Stop saying that. This is a nice place. This isn't my basement.
Feels like we've lost some sound panels along the way.
I did some work on the window. They're coming back up. Renovations. I'm excited to use that. Excited? See what I did?
Did you sound excited though?
No.
A little bit.
It's debatable. We'd also, if there's an opportunity, love to meet up with any listeners. You can send us a message on Discord, Jason or Mark. If you're not in our Discord, you should join our Discord. You can find it at themisplay.com.
Sign up for the newsletter while you're there. Once you're in Discord, do reach out. Let us know if you're going to be there and give us tips because we don't know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening to this and you're like, wow, they're going about this wrong, let us know. That's a misplay.
Be incredibly on brand. The Misplay Podcast is brought to you by Mike C., Missy, J.P. Savard, Parney, Kyle Flowers, Adjos, Brian, Bins, and Peter. Consider donating at patreon.com/themisplay. If you'd like to become a featured sponsor of the show, find our FAQ in Discord. And then 3 o'clock, we're going to play a choir. And you said that one sounded cool. So you must have done a little bit of reading about it.
Mark is looking at me like, oh, I thought he knew more about it is what Mark is thinking right now. In my head right now, I have no idea what a choir is. No idea. But I'm going to love it. Because I do think there was one event where I said to you, oh, this looks really interesting. Was this it?
I'm going to go with yes.
Read it. What does it say?
This is the Board Game Geek description for mostly Jason, because I bet our listeners know what the game is.